left school when I was 15, and I suppose it was a situation where education wasn't really considered in my family. Everybody just left school and went to work.
You mentioned you grew up in Paddington, is that right?
Yeah, I was born in 1934.
Yeah.
In Lancefield Street in Paddington, and then we moved to Herry Street. It's amazing with all these names, Lord Bravington, you remember, and Herry's, and Beethoven the composer, and there was a Mozart Street as well, and I went to the local school, which was across the road. What happened was one just left school and went out to work to support the family. It was unfortunate because my mother died shortly before I went to work. So I was quite young, and she was very young. She was only 44. And I went to the, they sent me to this sort of labour exchange at Maida Vale. And the chap said, "What would you like to do?" And I said, "Oh, don't know really." So he said, "Well, there's a job going at Decca, West Hampstead." He said, "Would you like to try that?" So I said, "Yeah, sounds good, sounds fine." And that was it. So it was so lucky. I was so lucky. Mm. Somebody up there must have liked me, I think, quite honestly. That's how it came. I met Mr. Haddy, who was our boss. Everybody called him Mr. Haddy. His name was Arthur Haddy. He was an absolutely brilliant man who let everybody find their own level. If you wanted to stay in the cutting rooms, you stay in the cutting rooms. If you wanted to go and do this, or you wanted to go and see what the recording department was doing, wanted to go to head office and meet people, you could go and do it. He didn't mind. As long as you did your job, then he wasn't too. So I was... while working in these various departments, I was free as a bird to do exactly what I wanted. It's just something which doesn't happen these days and will probably never happen again. Mm. And that's how I got the job. Mm. £2, 2 shillings a week, 1949. 28th of December, 1949.